Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thank you for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Debbie Meyer being back on the show. Debbie is, you know who she is. She's the home problem solver. She's the inventor of the green bags and the green boxes, ladies. You know about that. And guys, she made the cake cutter for us. How about that? And I also call it the pie cutter and the cobbler cutter. It works either way, sometimes even on a donut. And you see her on television all the time, and she's a great entrepreneur and one of the great minds in our brain trust, and she's our good friend. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Oh, delighted to be here. Good morning, Jim.
I've just about worn my cake cutter out. I'm going to have to get another one.
Well, okay. Well, I can understand. You'd be the only one who would wear it out.
You'd think you would last out. You'd think you would last for more than 1,000 cakes, would you? But I guess not. So. Hey, Debbie, thank you for being here. I've been around a long time. And I carried my kit bag out in the marketplace for years and years, calling on all different kinds of folks across the country and around the world. And there was a time when, if politics came up, you could actually say who you were in favor of, and nobody would hold it against you. Mm-hmm. I also remember not having a lot of acrimony about conversations about politics. I mean, we talk about it. You're a Democrat. The other one's a Republican, and somebody else is a mugwump, you know. So you just talk about it, and then everybody would leave, and nobody would be mad about anything. That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, you can have an opinion, express it, and go about your business,
and not be diminished for it.
Yeah, and certainly not in any way be threatened by it.
is the way things are now affecting the way people have conversations and sales calls?
Oh, you bet. And one of the things that very long time ago, you know, you and I have been around a long time together, separately but together. And, you know, my father was a salesman for as long as I was alive. My father was a salesman. And he did call on a traveling salesman. He did call on every conceivable sector of society. Mm-hmm. And he always came out smiling. He always came out with an order. And why? Because he taught me that an opinion was bad for business.
And an opinion is bad for business.
Yeah. And he had opinions, very strong opinions.
Right.
Very, very strong-held beliefs. And
that's the high percentage play. I mean, you can't argue with that. That's the high percentage play.
And he knew that it was, you know, that was the good thing to do. That was the best thing in his interest, no mm-hmm. matter what it was. However, now we've changed. The thing has changed, and I've witnessed this personally, and I've witnessed this with people calling on me, is they open with a political comment. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of, excuse me. You know, first of all, I don't engage in political comments. I hold there are very few people in my world who know what I think and where I stand. And not because I don't have an opinion, it's because I don't believe it's necessary or...
It's not good. You learn from your dad. It's not good for business.
But even in my personal life, it kind of, you know, I have a lot of people around me who disagree with me. And that's okay, but they don't even know that I disagree with them because I don't engage in those conversations with very many people. And the fact is that you can turn off, you know, the potential of at least 50% of the people you're trying to reach by just having one of those conversations that's unwanted.
One of the reasons why it's gotten worse, and this is something I've commented on the show before, is we have lost intellectual honesty in America.
And
when I say intellectual honesty, folks, what I'm saying is, is the ability for you and I to have a conversation and to disagree and not hold the other one. Not and in other words, if you and I are friends, but we're different in different politically, that doesn't affect our friendship.
Exactly. Yes.
That's intellectual honesty. You have a right to feel the way you feel. I have the right to feel the way I feel, and that shouldn't affect whether I love you or not.
Exactly.
We're losing that. We're losing that in America, yes. Though.
The way conversations are going now is that they are relationship enders.
Yeah.
I just read something. In fact, last night.
Debbie, hold on to that thought. That sounds like a good story. We need to start out the next segment with. Give us your website, please.
DebbieMeyer.com. DebbieMeyer.com.
That's where you can find all the green stuff and the cake cutter, guys. Don't forget that. Quick break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.